Warning, this first story in this episode has given me a bad idea. Listener discretion is advised. Coming to you from America's Wang, this is Florida Man, the podcast for Tuesday, January the 14th, 2020.
Each week we bring you stories from the shady side of the Sunshine State, starring America's most prolific criminal, Florida Man.
And coming up in episode 125,
Florida Man stars in a real-life man-bites-dog story.
A couple of Florida women get really worked up over fried chicken.
A Florida hostage is released from his cage when the cops show up.
And a Florida man makes some homemade fireworks, and it goes as expected.
Plus, a Florida man food fight, fill in the blank, listener email and V-mail, and much, much more.
I have a confession. I looked at this a second ago, and I said, just as I was saying January the 14th, and I was about to say today's Valentine's Day. That's February 14th.
Though, yeah, it is.
You got another month, right?
That will another month.
That'll be in
good reminder is what I call it. Good reminder next month, guys.
All right, so you hear the voice in the background. Against our better judgment,
it was your idea.
It was my idea. We invited our good friend Tony B over. He was here for our New Year's episode. Although we cannot attribute the episode's success to him being here.
I think it was Lauren.
I think it was Lauren.
Or Ken.
Ken did pretty good.
Yeah, but only the patrons heard him, so.
Yeah. We have invited our good friend Tony B. back for to sit in on some stories tonight. Maybe a recurring guest. I don't know. We're going to see how things go. But welcome to the show, Mr. Tony B.
I want to thank you all and all your listeners out there and sponsors. We love you guys. This is so awesome. I appreciate it. Thank you for letting me part of this. So this is awesome.
Yeah, we started the new year off right with our New Year's episode. Joel just shared with me that so far that has been our number one downloaded episode of all time.
Yep, within 7 days, yeah.
Within 7 days.
And it's one of the top, I think, top five or six of all time already.
Already.
Yeah, and just the week that it's a week and 2 days that it's come out.
Well, cool. Well, before we get into tonight's stories, just a few promos we got here. Things going on around the Fort Myers area, as always, on Wednesday nights. If you're around town, we'll be playing at CB2's for our open jam night on Wednesday nights, starting at 8 o'clock. Local musicians, you think you want to sing, you want to come hang out, listen to some good music, you're more than welcome. We have a good time doing it.
Cool. And every Monday through Friday, I have my other podcast, The Daily Dog. That started out last week and looks like to be going pretty strong. I've got a lot of guests lined up and
I got to talk to Travis about it. I got to talk to Travis about the one that I told you last week we were going to start.
Yeah, hey, if you
the periodic pussy, that's the one that we're going to go with the daily dog.
Yeah, just out of curiosity, is one of your guest celebrities Tony B from Chicago?
You got a dog to talk about?
Yeah, I got a couple dogs.
All right, well,
I got peanut butters and dogs. How's that?
Well, we'll talk after this. Maybe we'll just keep the mics rolling, and I'll let you on.
Oh, shit.
So you're going to tell me that you don't have no black cats, no Roman candles, or screaming memes?
No.
Oh, come on, man. You don't got no lady fingers, buzz buttles, snicker bombs, church burners, finger blasters, gut busters, zippity-doo-dahs, or crap flappers?
No, I don't.
You're going to stand there owning a fireworks stand and tell me you don't have no whistling bungholes, no spleen splitters, whisker biscuits, honky lighters, hoosker do's, hoosker don'ts, cherry bombs, nips and dazers, with or without the scooter stick, or one single whistling kitty chaser?
No, because snakes and sparklers are the only ones I like.
All right, let's get into this week's story. Story number one, Florida man made improvised fireworks that exploded in his hand. We've been waiting on this story. We knew it was going to happen.
Yep.
It happens every year.
Either 4th of July or New Year's.
Yep. Yep. This comes to us from Fox13News.com, which, where's that at? Seminole, man.
Yeah, like Tampa area, north.
In
Florida. Either way, it's in Florida.
Well, that's a good guess, Tony. It'd be north.
North South Florida, because we're South Florida.
A 36-year-old Florida man had extensive injuries to his right hand following a fireworks accident in Seminole, deputies say.
And he's 36, so he's 36. Not like a dumb kid. He's just a regular old Florida
I am
man.
Very intrigued, though, on what his fireworks...
just wait.
Let's see what this does.
It's a good one. I'd never heard of this one.
Pinellas County deputies said they received a report about the injured person before 8:30 p.m. Tuesday on the 8600 block of Kumquat Avenue.
How'd you like to live on Kumquat Avenue?
But I'm sorry, he said Judge. Did you say, I'm sorry, who was it, Grady?
Huh?
So we know him, Pinellas County. Yeah.
No, it's not Polk County. So,
I thought he said that. And I'm sorry, was he right-handed?
Was it
his right hand?
I don't know. We'll find out.
Yeah, it was his right hand.
I'm just asking if he was right-handed. Doesn't matter.
I was coming home. Where was I? I was coming home from the Cape a couple weeks ago.
It's an audio podcast. They can't see the hand gestures.
They can't see the hand gestures. I think they got it. And on Fox News, Grady Judd is representing the county sheriffs nationwide or something.
Mm.
And they got Grady Judd on there with Fox News.
Really?
The national one. When deputies arrived, the Seminole man was already taken to a nearby hospital. Here we go. Detectives said it appeared he bundled 4 boxes of sparklers together and wrapped the flammable ends together using black electrical tape. So 4 boxes, 20 per box. We got 80 sparklers.
Wrapped up with electrical tape.
All right. They said a single sparkler was projected out of the bundle to serve as a fuse. So he put,
as you do. That makes sense.
So far, I understand the logistics of the plan here.
So you got 79 sparklers in a bundle and one sticking out the end.
Is there literally 20 in a box? I'm just asking.
Yeah.
Don't nobody call us out on that, but I don't know if that's true.
Detectives,
unless you buy the cheap ones and it's just 10.
Yeah. I think they're usually 20, though.
Dollar General.
Detectives say the wrapping of the bundle changed the nature of the sparklers to a very large firecracker, according to press release of the Pinellas County Sheriff's Office.
This is a bad reporting because now you know every dumb motherfucker is going to try this.
I know it. The firework detonated and there was a very large explosion before the Seminole man had a chance to toss it away.
Yeah, I'm definitely finding a use for some sparklers next 4th of July.
I'm sorry, you said Seminole man? Was he Indian?
No, he's from Seminole.
From Seminole.
Sorry. Okay.
Let the professional do it and enjoy the show, he said. Said Tampa Fire Rescue Investigator Joe Hutz. I've seen the hands blown off.
Hold on.
That hurts a lot? Is that what he said?
No, the fire rescue guy's name is Hutz.
Oh, yeah.
It hurts a lot.
Joe Hutz, Hotz. I've seen hands blown off. I've seen children hit with mortars where they turn out to be deceased.
Ooh. They just turn out?
They just turn out deceased.
Yeah. That's
pre-injury.
That's a way to...
pre-existing injury. In 2018, 16-year-old Joseph King died in Tampa trying to celebrate Independence Day when he was hit with an ignited mortar.
I think we talked about that one.
Now, that one's... The mortars, that's the one... Boom!
Yeah.
You know, and they go up... Yeah, and they... Yeah, that truly is a mortar.
Yeah.
Also that year, a man in Polk County...
Of course.
...was critically injured during an impromptu celebration. They are way more dangerous than you think, said Hutz. They are very unforgiving. Once they go off, it's hard to put the pieces back together.
That's the whole point of the fireworks is they blow up.
Who
the fuck tries to put a firework back together after it
I think he's
up?
Talking about the body.
Oh.
Parts of the body are hard to put back together.
No, it says the pieces.
Is it pieces of body?
I don't know. Pieces of the body, maybe. I don't know.
Jesus.
Do you ever have a short fuse? Short fuse will do that.
We're not going to get into. I'm not answering that question.
That's a little personal.
It is personal.
Well, it's a short fuse, so you still want to light it. That little bottle rocket when the fuse goes out and you're trying to light it, and you're like, damn it, I just got to. And you put it close. That's what happens. You lose your right hand if you're right-handed.
Now I have put a bunch of bottle rockets together.
Oh yeah,
and done that, but I've never put 80 sparklers together.
No,
that's a lot of. One sparkler. I mean, you're going to get burns on your hand. I mean, you feel it on your hand. It doesn't burn you, but you feel them falling back. Imagine 80 of those.
Yeah,
it's like holding a flamethrower.
Well, sparklers just suck to begin with. I mean, they're my least favorite fireworks. Snakes and sparklers, like on Joe Dirt.
Snakes.
Little plastics or little black pellets that are you light them and the snake grows out of it.
Yes.
Snakes and sparklers.
I don't know that one.
We'll get them at Publix tomorrow.
Yeah. We'll have to try those out. I don't know that
one.
I don't
know what to get them for a gift now.
I've already told my cherry bomb that turned out to be a smoke bomb story before.
Yeah,
that was fun.
But you
tried to blow up a stump and turned out it was a smoke bomb instead.
I can't believe you've never done snakes.
And it was just blue smoke coming out of the stump. I'm waiting for the boom. There was no boom.
Oh, we're getting you those for your birthday.
That's it. That's all I'm getting are snake fireworks.
And sparklers.
Ta-da, but not 80 at a time or however many there were. But
maybe we should. I got an idea. Why don't we start with like 5? And work our way up until we get to the point that it becomes dangerous.
Because we just did that, so we don't want to be the same statistics of that, because I'm really nervous about that.
As long as you aren't holding it in your hand, I think you'll be all right. You just stick them in the ground and, stand
and run
5 or 6 feet away.
Watch it go kaboom.
Yeah.
I like to have somebody else do that for me. If I have somebody else do that for me, then I don't have to worry about it. I don't get hurt.
Yeah, we'll make him do it.
Boom. Yeah. Make the new guy do it over there. How you doing?
Story number two. Naked Florida man on meth bites a canine and assaults an officer.
Did he assault the dog or the officer?
Yeah, no, it says both.
Both.
He bit the dog.
He bit the dog.
And he hit the cop.
So he didn't hit a dog and bite a cop?
No, he bit the dog. Let's see what the story says.
Yeah, so this one's from Fox5DC.com, another Fox channel. Florida man is facing several charges after police say he assaulted an officer and bit the ear of a canine dog while naked and high on methamphetamines last week. Donald Watts, age 38, was arrested Saturday for multiple charges, including simple battery, two counts of resisting an officer and arrest, and one count of aggravated battery on a service dog, inmate records online showed.
So that's a charge, huh?
Aggravated battery on a service dog?
Yeah. I guess it would be, right?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Did they charge him for that?
Yeah.
Sounds like a pleasure thing, I'm just saying. Did he charge him for that?
Charged him for battery.
Didn't know if he charged him for his sexual things he did that he didn't mean to be sexual. He's on meth, so.
How? Aggravated battery.
Different page. Are we touching dogs and men?
No, we're
and
not touching dogs.
What happened?
We're biting dogs.
On service dogs. So the canine animals within the police department fall under the jurisdiction of service dogs.
Well, they are.
Was
serving...
it the officer's dog though? It was, right?
Yeah, so it was
I just never heard. I know service dogs, and as far as even emotional support dogs, but I didn't know that police dogs fell under the category
I think
of service dogs.
They may not have had a law in this jurisdiction about specific police dogs, so they might have tried to fudge it a little bit to use the statute on the service dog.
All right.
Anyway, deputies with the Columbia County Sheriff's Office were called to a residence on Southeast Brawley Terrace in High Springs, just over 70 miles west of Jacksonville Saturday morning, over reports that a man, later identified as Watts, was using methamphetamine, Fox 30 reported, citing an arrest report. While on the scene, dispatch received a second call from someone in the same area reporting a strange man in his yard with a flashlight. Deputies reported hearing, quote, strange noises when searching the yard and eventually located Watts naked and covered in dirt, lying in what appeared to be some shallow body of water.
He was hiding. He was hiding.
So he pulled a mud puddle.
He pulled a predator. He pulled a Schwarzenegger, rubbed himself with mud, and hid in the puddle, trying to get away.
Yeah.
Was he hidden or was he hiding? He done hid it and hiding it.
Well, unfortunately, the police don't have the heat vision like the predator does.
That's true.
They just have regular flashlights. They can shine on him and see his ass. Watts' behavior was described as manic by the two responding deputies, who said he paced back and forth laughing while making bird noises.
That's some good meth.
I guess.
There's a lot of bird noises, though. What kind of bird noises they use?
I don't know.
Is it like a baka, baka, or a kaka, kaka, you know? I don't know what birds those. There you go. Whistle one. I like that one. Meth would be that one.
Yeah.
I'd be whistling it out.
Law enforcement officials, you can't whistle, though, when you're on meth because your teeth are all gone.
Yeah.
I think that's the best way to whistle. You can't know the.
You can hit like an owl.
Cuckoo, cuckoo.
Owls don't go cuckoo.
That's more of a dove or a pigeon.
Well, that was a good one.
I know, right? Well, we used to hunt. We used to hunt turkey, and you can go in and roost the turkeys. Roost the turkeys at night.
Can you do duck calls?
Back, 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 back.
While you're making duck has a farm animal.
Maybe Donald Duck, but not a real duck. No.
Okay, law enforcement officials said that Watts ran under the porch of a mobile home, and when deputies tried to detain him, Watts punched one. According to the report, several attempts to use a taser on the suspect were unsuccessful, prompting officers to wait for a canine unit.
So they couldn't get him out from under the trailer, and they couldn't tase him?
They couldn't stick him with the taser.
Maybe. Under the motorhome. Let's remember that.
Yep.
It's hard to shoot under a motorhome. To tase somebody.
Yeah. The two responding deputies, along with five backup deputies and a canine handler with his dog Casper, found Watts in the woods.
Oh, so he ran out after they couldn't get him out. He went out the back, ran into the woods.
Yep. He was on his hands and knees and began to growl like a dog, Fox 30 reported, citing the arrest report. Casper was given the command to apprehend Watts, but the deranged man leaped, grabbed Casper by the head, and bit Casper's ear as he drove Casper to the ground. Eventually, the dog broke free and bit Watts in the head.
Mm.
So Casper was a dog and he bit the dog?
He bit the dog. He started to, he damn said, it. Well, they bring a dog on me. I'm going to act like a dog and take him out. And it didn't really work
I
out.
I didn't say it, but good head for him. I'm sorry, but that dog should bit his ass right there. But if you're going to
bite him in the head.
Bit him in the head.
You're obviously the dominant one if you bite a dog before it bites you.
Deputies were able to detain Watts and took him to the hospital before transporting him to the county jail, where he was being held on $37,000 bond. Damn.
What were the charges again?
The charges were 2 counts of resisting an officer and arrest, simple battery, and 1 count of aggravated battery on a service dog.
Go figure. It was in Florida, right? That's how it happens.
Yeah,
right?
Of course.
We actually talked about starting like a board or a record of something of the different charges and then what is the bond, because there's sometimes something
it's always
like
10%,
this,
if you want to ask my opinion. It's
No, not what the bond is, but what's the dollar amount, because you may find something like this one could be, you know, $37,000 and then come up with a simple 10%. Assault and it's $100,000, you know, 10%. That there was not...
Or somebody pissed on somebody else and it's $100.
Yeah, it's $100. So it's like, it's so... I don't know if it's... I don't guess there's... In Florida, that there's a... Is there... There's not a specific dollar amount for bail. Is it based on the charge?
There is. There is. It's the... this is what I heard from my people.
Okay.
what it is, it's always 10% what your bond is. Whatever your charge is, whatever the issue is or whatever.
No, I know that. I'm talking about the actual dollar amount itself, sure, how the judge derives the dollar amount.
They
of what
do by doing what the charge is. So if the charge is, if it's $20,000 for a battery or $25,000 because you had concealed weapons, what a battery. Whatever it is, you know, obviously it's good to look up, but it's always 10% to get out if you have a bond to get out.
Okay.
The minimum is 10%, but yes, the number amount is based on what the charges that are put on you.
So is that standardized in the state that every county has the same dollar amount?
I can't speak for the whole state, but no comment. But as far as I heard, you're allowed 10% to get out.
So it's not at the discretion of the judge. I mean, there's a different charge denotes this amount of what the total bail would be.
Yes, it is
the dollar amount.
I'm sure they have discretion because, I mean, you always see on TV they ask for, you know, lower bond for because, you know,
that's true.
Upstanding citizen and they have no record and all that kind of bullshit, but
correct, there's fluctuation and there's other things that put into play when that happens, but usually no matter what amount that the judge calls out for digression, as you guys say, it's always a 10% bond minimum, so you have something to get out if again you meet them standards, as you would say.
Right.
All righty, moving on to story. I'm still trying to figure how they couldn't tase a naked man.
Legal advice by me, Tony.
Yeah.
B.
Yeah, well, that's why we have the disclaimer at the end, Tony. Don't take advice from a podcast. Wait, I'm still wondering why they couldn't tase a naked man.
He was stuck under the trailer, but he ran out the other side. There was only one deputy, which y'all didn't get.
Maybe it was the one with the little barbs that are on the wires that shoot at him, and he was maybe he was just quick. He was on meth,
so he is quick.
I might have hit part of his ass cheek and not the other ass cheek.
Get them both in.
Yeah, you got to get both of them to get the current going between them.
That's all what right. She said.
Story number 3, or trace for our Spanish-speaking friends. Florida woman arrested driving 107 miles per hour had Jello shots in the car.
She's on her way to a party.
She was late, obviously. from MyFox8.com, a Florida woman has been arrested and charged with DUI early on New Year's Day after Florida Highway Patrol troopers said she was caught driving 107 miles per hour down a Pinellas County interstate.
With Jello?
With Jello shots.
Oh, Jello shots.
She's not driving a Jeep.
No.
Not at 107 miles.
She got DUI for having Jello? That's awesome. There's always room for Jello.
Troopers say they stopped 22-year-old April Moyer of Holiday just after 1:30 a.m. on January the 1st as she sped north on I-275. An arrest report says she was driving 107 miles per hour in a 65-mile-an-hour zone at the time.
That'll get you a felony, won't it?
Nope, not in this case. Well, wait, I don't know. Let's see. When troopers pulled her over, they said they noticed Moyer showed signs indicating she was under the influence of alcohol. The arrest report says she had poor balance, bloodshot and glassy eyes, and performed poorly on field sobriety test.
I mean, on Jello?
Jello? No, well, she had Jello in the vehicle. We don't know if that she was must have been drinking something else, too.
Is that what happened to Bill Cosby on Jello? Just
ask. No.
Heard he went away and got in trouble for
Jello. It was more than alcohol in his Jello pudding.
It was more than Jello, huh?
But, I mean, she's doing pretty good if she can keep it between the lines at 107 miles an hour if she's drunk.
Damn. According to the FHP, Moyer said she was coming from St. Pete and admitted she believed she was driving about 80. Trooper said they also rated herself a 1 or 2 on a scale of 1 to 10 if impairment. She rated herself on 1 to 2. So 10 is hammered, and she rated herself about 1 or 2.
Yeah, so 1
again,
would be...
but she was doing 80. So she thought she was doing 80. Well, it's perfect because she's still doing way over speed limit, but control at 80, but it was 100 and something miles an hour. God bless her.
She doesn't say what she was driving, does it?
She wasn't even driving. She was just getting it.
The arrest report says troopers found Jell-O shots and beer in Moyer's trunk, as well as an open container. Oh, no.
What is it, Phil?
Oh, no.
What did she have? An open container of, Phil?
Tito's vodka inside the vehicle.
Interesting.
I wonder if they poured it out.
Should make Jell-O with that.
They probably did pour it out. That's the standard procedure, right? Or did they take it into
No, it wouldn't be taking it. Well, as evidence. How much is there. You're right. Usually it'll document it and just dump it out, something like that.
How do you feel about that, Phil?
I don't want to talk about it.
I don't know. They might have kept the Jell-O. So there's room for Jell-O, right?
Moyer was arrested on a misdemeanor charge of driving under the influence. So they didn't get her for speeding.
Wait, a misdemeanor DUI?
Which is considered reckless driving is a lower charge of a DUI is reckless driving.
She must be good looking.
From what I heard.
But they didn't even get her for speeding. She was just arrested on driving under the influence.
And a misdemeanor, not even a felony DUI.
Damn. Online jail records show she was released on her own recognizance.
Oh,
she had a good lawyer.
She didn't have to bond out.
She's not bad looking.
Really?
We're visually not looking at it. And yes, I am.
How old was she?
22.
Okay.
107, Jell-O and Tito's. I'm in.
Damn.
Jell-O shots and Tito's. How you doing?
All right, now it's time for our Florida man
food fight. I just thought of something. She was doing 275.
She
was on 275 coming from St. Pete. So she flew over the bridge going that fast, maybe.
Oh, damn.
Well, you have to gas it to get over that bridge. I don't know if you guys
got
to
get a running start.
Bridge, but,
and that was New Year's Day. So it was, and it was at 1 o'clock in the morning. So that was like
perfect.
Right after midnight.
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah. You got to giddy up and get over the bridge.
Now, Mike could hit in the Jeep.
Mike
could get 107 downhill.
I was just going to say, I think downhill you're doing 107 miles an hour.
I think if you dropped it off a cliff,
it would be about the only way I'd hit that much.
Guys, I've done that on my motorcycle, and I've done 107 up the hill and had to do 97 downhill because I was scared going downhill more than I was uphill.
That
happens.
When I was 16, my mom had a 78 Camaro V8. I took that
rocker.
No, just the whatever the...
Not 78. Okay.
Yeah, but anyway, I got the needle to 100 just to be able to say I did it. And
on the bridge?
Straight, two lane, in the middle of nowhere. You can see for a mile down the road.
We didn't have any vehicles that would go 100. I just had the Chevy Citation, which maxed out at about 70.
When you got less than a year of legal driving under your belt, 100 miles an hour is fucking scary.
That's awesome you did that. Great experience.
Well, it ain't out. That's my Mazda awesome. Would do that. My MX-3 would have done that. My Jetta did that. I got to 100 on the Jetta.
The Jeep will do 92 if I'm late for work.
Will it?
Oh, yeah.
I'll do a 56 and a 55.
Obeying all present, past, and future laws.
I was 8 before I was 7.
All right. Food fight from Newsweek.
Yeah, our food fight this week. Florida woman threatened to rob McDonald's if she didn't get enough dipping sauce. So, Phil, when you get McNuggets, what sauce do you pick?
I don't do the sauce. I just do ketchup.
Ketchup.
Yeah, I just do the ketchup.
People do a barbecue, but it's nice to have something tangy.
I like the barbecue, but
sweet sour is nice.
Ketchup mixed in with the barbecue.
There you go. A little tangy.
Maybe a little mustard to throw in. A little mustard.
I'm not a fan of the mustard.
Do they ask you what kind of sauce you want when you order
Or? Yeah, they do.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, they used to have a sweet chili sauce. They discontinued that, but that is really good. You can get it from, Red Hot. Frank's Red Hot makes a sweet chili sauce that's almost exactly the same as McDonald's was.
Okay.
Anyway, Florida woman was arrested on New Year's Day, another New Year's story, after allegedly becoming enraged about being asked to pay 25 cents for dipping sauce at a McDonald's.
Well, I thought it was free.
Your first dipping
your
sauce,
first
is,
one's,
I believe.
Yeah, I think it depends on the size. Like, if you get a 20 piece, they'll give you like 3 of them. But anything after that, they charge you a quarter piece.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
While vowing to get the sauce by whatever means necessary and threatening to, quote, rob the restaurant if workers did not give in to her demands.
Damn, she wanted her damn sauce, didn't she? Yep. Did you say what kind of sauce?
Let's see. McGuire McLaughlin, age 19, was arrested at a Vero Beach, Florida outlet of the fast food chain in the early morning hours of January 1st. Again, same time.
Mm-hmm.
Same time. She was later charged with disorderly conduct and resisting arrest without violence. McDonald's employees told police that the woman requested, quote, one flavor of every dipping sauce they have. So there you go, Phil.
Per what?
Doesn't matter what you guessed.
She wanted them all.
She wanted one of each.
If you don't mind, I want to interject on that because I really have to tell you guys. It's so funny to say that and hear that because you'd be surprised you get it if you ask for it. If you go to McDonald's, you order your Happy Meal number 5, 10, whatever it is, and they give you two packets of ketchup. Excuse me, can I have two more packets of ketchup? They're going to give you two more.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not going to fight about it. I'm not going to argue. But McDonald's has their napkins down to a half a cent for a reason because they're worldwide and they know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
People take advantage of stuff. You know what? God bless them.
Well, you know, the exact opposite of that is Taco Bell.
They'll give you whatever the hell you want to get you out of the drive-thru. You'll be out of the drive-thru really quick, right?
I'd
take all the sauce you want and get the hell out of the way. Here's your dozen tacos.
I'd give her my special sauce there, Phil.
I've come home from, we've come home from Taco Bell before with, you know, with like
half a bag full of,
with,
I've been to Phil's on Halloween and we went over there to get candy and he had all the Taco Bell and McDonald's and all them extra sauces was his little giveaways.
See, he's the one that's eating into their profits.
Yeah.
Well, they just, they reach in with the two hands and to give you a Taco Bell. I mean, you can, I mean, you almost need, if you save them, you almost need a condiment drawer for the
packets. You should actually make your own sauce with it. You blend it all together and make your own thing. But you know, they
take forever
to
open up all the packets.
But remember, the control factor they're doing with them sauces is not only for people to not take advantage of it, but also for cost factor for us. When we go there and spend $12 for a number 5 meal, you know, it's going to be $12 now. It might be $15 later because somebody took that handful of napkins, a handful of straws, a handful. But if you go up there and they give you two packets and you ask for a little more, they'll give you a little more. You'd be surprised what you get if you ask for it. Mm-hmm. God bless this world. Be respectful and just ask for a little something. You might get a little something.
See, this is the insight we get from a restaurant professional.
From a guy I know.
Yeah. So, Phil, Taco Bell sauce, what's your go-to flavor?
Whatever the hottest one is.
Fire?
The fire.
I like that.
No, they got fire and they got Diablo.
The Verde
Diablo.
Is good.
Yeah, Diablo. I like the fire.
Go green. Go Verde. Go green.
You like the Verde?
Verde is good. Yes, I like the hot shit too, but I like to mix them all together. Again, if I ask for two of everything, they're going to give it to me. I'll blend it together and make my own. Boom. That's what you get out of it.
Done.
All right. McDonald's employees told police she requested one flavor of every dipping sauce they have after completing a large drive-thru order. When she was informed that the restaurant charged extra for dipping sauce, she allegedly, quote, began yelling profanities at several employees and threatened to, quote, rob the store if she did not get the sauces without being charged. Prior to my arrival, she ordered a large amount of food through the drive-thru window, said an officer in a police affidavit. Upon paying for the food, she requested dipping sauces from the employee. The employee advised McLaughlin that the dipping sauce cost 25 cents, at which point a verbal altercation ensued. McLaughlin further stated that she will be getting the sauce by whatever means necessary, however, could not specify what she meant by that. The restaurant's employees said McLaughlin's threats caused them to fear for their safety, which led them to contacting the police to report the incident. When officers arrived, McLaughlin was still parked in her silver Honda at the drive-thru window.
So she done backed up the whole thing.
Yep. The affidavit describes a largely belligerent response from the woman. The officer quoted claims to have smelled alcohol in McLaughlin's breath, while noting her, quote, glossy eyes and, quote, slurred speech, unquote. McLaughlin would momentarily cooperate with police, but then suddenly change course and begin shouting profanities. Typical.
As a restaurant representative, I want to share a story with you guys. You'll notice if you go through a drive-thru. You guys and girls out there, when you go through the drive-thru, Taco Bell, McDonald's, boom, drive-thru, you prepay for your food, then they give you your food.
Absolutely.
So now they got your money. You can fight all you want, say what you want. They might throw some extra sauces at you. You might complain about it. They're not going to deal with it. Here's extra two sauces. Just be gentle. Pay for your food. Pull up. Get your food. Ask for your extra sauce. You'll be surprised what you get if you nicely ask for it. Can I get a couple sauces? They're not going to make you back up for the 25 cent. They're going to give it to you to get the hell out of there and go enjoy yourself and eat and get your ass home safe.
Yeah, you're messing up my times.
God bless.
So even worse, I just realized this. So she's 19, and if she's drunk, she's underage.
Under the influence, yeah, or under the age, under the influence, yes.
She's assumably under 18.
I want to see what they got her.
All right, McLaughlin was subsequently taken into custody for disorderly conduct and placed into mechanical restraints. that what they call?
Is that handcuffs these days? Yeah. The politically correct?
Zip ties.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Quote,
that's what I heard.
As I attempted to escort her to my agency patrol vehicle, McLaughlin began locking her legs, refusing to walk forward. As I attempted to place her in the rear of my patrol vehicle, she proceeded to place her legs in the door jamb and refused to get inside. Police were then forced to physically, quote, take her to the ground, unquote, and place the woman in a restraining device in order to get her into the patrol car. So they hog-tied her ass. Mm-hmm,
they did.
Boom, that sounds like an ex-girlfriend of mine. What a good time.
McLaughlin was taken to jail for processing and booked on misdemeanor charges. She was released in the afternoon after posting a $1,000 bond. She is set to make an appearance in court on January 28th.
So let's back that up, a $1,000 bond.
Yep, so she only had to pay $100.
There we go, 10%. There you go.
There we go.
That's how, you know how you do it.
All right, and that brings us to story
number four. I believe in the state of Florida, you can pre-buy a pre-bond card.
Just in case?
Just in case card, I think they call it. It's like Monopoly money.
Is that literally a get-out-of-jail-free card?
It actually is. That's what I heard. I don't know about it, but I got my own people that look at me in and out. But yes, I believe that that's what it is. It's a pre-bond card you can buy. I don't know how good it is or how long it is or what it is, but I heard about it.
Oh, sorry. Your card's
expired.
I got a
guy that told me about it.
Phil, are you ready? It's time to fill in the blank.
All right.
Oh, boy.
Florida woman selling chicken tender shaped like a blank.
All right, it's not anaconda. I've tried that for 3 weeks in a row.
Nice.
No, it is not an anaconda, so I won't count that as one of your three guesses.
All right. Shaped like.
Let's repeat it. Do it again.
Florida woman selling chicken tender shaped like a blank.
So is it this was a story, so yes. It had to be something offensive. Or.
Well, no, chicken tenders are offensive to you. I'm just asking.
Well,
I will tell you this. They showed the picture of the chicken tender on the nightly news and did not blur any portion of it.
So it wasn't a pecker.
It was not a pecker, no.
Why'd you go there right away? Why'd you got to go to penis?
Because I don't like the word penis.
Pecker, not penis,
like
pecker.
Florida woman arrested for saying chicken tender shaped like grenades.
Incorrect. Like a.
Am I supposed to answer this in the form of a question?
No, just the word.
Shaped like a breast.
Incorrect.
All right, I got one more.
You got one more.
Well, no, I'm not saying it. I'm not doing it.
Clitoris.
No. That'd be a small nugget.
I'm sorry. I know, Clarence.
Maybe. Shaped like an alligator, then. I don't know.
That was your closest guess, but no, it was another Florida animal, though. It was shaped like a manatee.
I was actually going to go with hourglass. Manatee.
A manatee. So from
How in the hell would have I ever gotten manatee?
Because it was on the news like for 2 or 3 days.
Because it's in Florida and it's shaped like...
Yeah, from Creative Loafing Tampa Bay, last December, which was, 8 days ago, someone spent $120,000 on a banana duct taped to a wall at Miami's Art Basel, so it shouldn't be much of a shocker that a Florida woman is now selling a manatee-shaped chicken tender for $5,000 on Facebook Marketplace. Posted yesterday by Riverview resident Melinda Britt Disbro under, quote, antiques and collectibles, unquote, the high-priced poultry piece, which is called tender, is still in new condition.
New condition.
Yeah, something, no.
So,
no.
Hold on.
If it's not like 20 minutes out of the fryer, it is no longer in new condition.
It's vintage, or crispy, or old, whatever you want to call it.
Stale.
So it didn't look like Jesus, because I've seen toast and other things.
It's right here. It looks like a
chicken. I'm just asking because we went manatee.
Look, it doesn't look like a fucking
manatee. It looks like a manatee, it does.
It looks like a tailless manatee.
It looks like, whatever, Yoda.
Quote, it was a hectic work day back at the dental office after the holidays, said Disbro in a message to Creative Loafing Tampa Bay. Quote, I needed a little fuel to get me through my day. There's a Culver's just across the street from our practice. I thought chicken tenders would hit the spot. I was thrilled to see my special tender as the last one remaining, unquote.
I like that word, special tender.
Disbro also mentioned that tender was purchased from the Culver's on Big Bend Road, which is coincidentally the same road that leads to the Manatee Viewing Center in Apollo Beach. As you can see in the listing, compared to actual manatees, the chicken collectible clearly does resemble the aquatic animal to almost a near-perfect anatomic level, except for not having the tail flipper. Plus, it can be either displayed or eaten. A true Florida Christmas miracle.
I'm going to call this out right now to Florida men listeners out there and sponsors. Somebody please take a picture of a chicken tender that looks like Jesus, like I've seen on toast and crackers and everything else. Send them a photo there to Florida Men for that podcast, and I will give you a gift card and have damn pizza with you. And maybe I'll make the pizza look like Jesus, too, because we love you. And I'm serious calling that out. Bring it out. Come on.
Oh, good Lord.
All right.
Who's going to...
Why?
Now, I did hear on the news she is donating the $5,000 to charity.
If somebody buys it, who's going to buy it?
She already, actually, she had bids for over $10,000 at one point. Somebody's going to pay $10,000 for a fucking piece of chicken that looks like
we're in the wrong
like
business.
I'm not paying $5,000 for it, but I'll buy you a pizza and just bring me the damn chicken nugget that looks like Jesus. God bless you. Baby Jesus, 3 pounds, 8 ounces, baby Jesus.
Good awesome. Lord. Who would buy?
Florida Why? Men. Florida men want to see that. That's what we need to see on Florida men. Oh my God. Send it to us. Call us in.
I'll cut a fucking piece
of chicken. I'll cut a piece of chicken like up to make it look like
Yoda.
Well,
that's not cheap, people. That's your vision.
Oh, you know what? Baby Yoda you might be able to get.
All right, moving on. Story number 5. This comes to my favorite website, The Smoking Gun. Florida woman tossed a bucket of human waste in the landlord's face.
Classy.
Yep. A Florida woman was arrested Saturday for allegedly tossing a bucket of human waste in the face of her landlord, according to a charging affidavit that nobody needs to read.
Thank you, Smoking Gun, for doing the dirty work for us, literally.
Joanne Mercader?
Sure.
Age 59, was collared following a confrontation at the mobile home she rents from the 65-year-old victim. She was busted for battery on a person 65 years or older, which is a felony.
As we've covered many, many times on the show.
You gotta be 65 or older to get a battery charge?
No, there's a specific charge. So battery over a person 65.
Yeah, you get
a specific charge.
Separate charge.
Yeah, you get extra.
You get extra jail time for that one. The victim told sheriff's deputies that she had previously arranged with Mercader to check on broken items within the residence. In Volusia County community. When the victim received no response to her knocking, she opened the trailer door and was met with full bucket of human feces being thrown in her face.
Ooh.
The victim's...
Whose feces?
It didn't...
Does
it matter?
Well, sometimes there's a monkey and they just throw feces. No, they're saying, how you doing?
It says human.
Human.
Yeah, the victim's account of the vile incident was confirmed by two witnesses interviewed by police.
Man, open the door and just whoosh, right in the face.
Right in the face.
But a monkey's only got 98 chromosomes, like to our 100% chromosome, right?
We're back to the monkeys again.
Yeah, there's monkeys, not his feces. Isn't it right?
There's no monkeys in the story.
Yeah, chimpanzee's DNA is 98% the same as humans.
Thank you. See? Could have been a monkey. Monkey feces.
Oh, this is bad. When a deputy first encountered the landlord, she was, quote, completely covered in feces that was dripping wet.
Ooh.
So we had got a little squirt in there.
Yeah. A lot of feces.
Somebody had Mexican the night before.
This was not.
She
should have
ducked. That's a lot of feces.
Damn. After initially claiming that the victim had attacked her, Mercader admitted to throwing the bucket of feces on the landlord as soon as she entered the residence. She claimed that she had intended to use a bucket of water, but got the two buckets confused.
What does her water look like?
The water was washed down the feces that was thrown on her.
Why did you have the bucket of feces in the first place?
I mean,
because her toilet didn't flush, and they had to put it in there.
She does have a rental trailer that she's living in.
I guess so. The court affidavit does not reveal why she had a bucket of feces at her fingertips, nor does the document address a motive for the alleged attack.
Well, she was, you know, that's her security system.
And that's
somebody
poor
breaks
research.
Into her house, she's You're got a right. she's got that bucket right there.
Maybe her toilet was broke. She's old. She's 65, right?
No, 59.
59.
The victim was 65.
Body camera footage shows that responding deputies were bewildered by the trailer scene. Both of them are covered in crap, one cop said, referring to Mercader and the landlord. There is poop everywhere, another deputy remarked.
So she got some backsplash.
I guess
on
she
her.
Got a little
backsplash.
I'm sorry,
back I was bewildered at the trailer park. What's that again?
Yeah.
Bewildered that this happened at the trailer park? Is that a word? Bewildered at the trailer park.
Do you ever watch Trailer Park Boys?
Yes, great.
That show. This is That's something that would happen
shit.
On that show.
But it'd be just as funny. And the Bill Wilder would be funny. Because we're so shocked that that would happen there, right?
Try and see if I can see the video, but I don't have the video on it.
We're not watching videos.
Crusader was booked into the county jail Saturday evening and released from custody yesterday on her own recognizance. So she has been ordered to have no contact with the victim.
No bail.
You believe that
no
shit?
No bail. What does that mean? I never heard that word.
They released her on her
I'm
own
sorry.
Recognizance.
My people told me they never heard that word. I know no comment, not no bail. But
How would that, you know, that would be nice to be ordered by the court to have no contact with your landlord.
After I throw feces on you? After I throw feces on you?
I'm sorry, you need your rent? Sorry, I can't have contact with you. I was going to drop it off at the trailer, but I can't.
Could we go back to the monkeys if I throw feces at you and have a spider monkey? It's in my trailer, my spider monkey hangs on my shoulder because I'm a pirate. And he throws feces at you, but I have no bond and I ain't got to worry about none, right? We're all good. But we got in trouble for it, but I can get away with it. Is that what it came down to?
Basically, yeah.
It came down to, but they had a bucket of it.
Well, she's still got to show up in court later.
For what, though?
Well, she got the assault on the 65-year-old.
Yeah.
She'd be clear if they would have dumped the water after the feces, a bucket of water, and said, yeah, to wash it down, right? Wasn't there a bucket of water behind that?
How would you like to have to clean out your patrol car after those two took a ride to the jail?
I don't think they made it that far. I think the report was made outside
of it. Oh, hell no. Huh?
Feces we need to,
this
everywhere.
Is going in your ride, rookie.
Where's the rookie?
Story number 6. Florida woman calls 911 after hearing screams from the neighbor's house. It was their parrot. From FloridaToday.com. Let me out! Let me out! Oh, oh, oh! When a Florida neighbor heard those chilling cries, the logical next step was to call 911. 4 Palm Beach County Sheriff's deputies pulled up and confronted a man who had his wife's car on blocks in his driveway. In a minute, the mystery was solved. The man walked inside and returned with his parrot. A video posted online does not identify the individuals involved or reveal the location of the incident, except to say it occurred December 29th in the Lake Worth Beach, Florida area.
Was it in a trailer park?
Hard to say, but you know, he did have his wife's car up on blocks, so.
And it was a parrot, and it was Ango.
Yeah.
there you go.
In the video, the parrot clearly can be heard saying, "Let me out," and letting out heart-wrenching groans. When the deputies showed up and explained their concerns, the man turns, smiling, and calls Rambo. He tells the deputies he'll bring out the perpetrator, and when he returns with the parrot, the deputies burst out laughing. In a posting under the video, a person, presumably the man seen in the video, writes, "I was changing the brakes on my wife's car and had my 40-year-old parrot Rambo on his outside perch where he sings and talks." Sometime later, 4 police officers showed up saying a neighbor called because she heard a woman screaming for help. I promptly introduced the officers to Rambo, and we all had a good laugh.
Where was the wife at? I didn't hear the wife in the whole story.
I don't know. She must have took his car.
Well, wait a minute. He was changing the wife's brakes. Rambo, 40-year-old parrot, said this. How you doing, baby? Bing, bing, bing. What about the trunk? Anybody check the trunk?
Nobody checked.
Anybody heard screaming on the trailer? I'm sorry, but.
Oh, it was my parrot.
No offense,
oh, yeah, it was my parrot.
Oh, it was my parrot.
Say it again. Say it again, Rambo.
Yeah, do it. I'm training you right. Do it. Say it. When they put her in the trunk, say it. Do it.
Get back in the pole.
Yeah.
Get back in the trunk. Right?
You didn't do it, right? You didn't do shit, right? No comment.
Afterward, I also introduced Rambo to the neighbor who called in the screaming. She, too, had a good laugh. At least he didn't hold it against her.
So the neighbor's still alive?
Yeah.
I'm just asking. Yeah. Yeah, we can't find a wife. I'm just wondering if the neighbor got in trouble for that, too. Because we have Rambo. We have a 40-year-old bird that's telling a story that we have.
Is that old in bird years?
Credibility.
Well, it depends on the
breed. I got a witness. Who's your witness? This bird right here. I'll tell you the whole story.
It depends on the breed of the parrot, but they can be like 70. They can live up to like 75 years.
Yeah, Beretta. Remember Beretta's bird? That was a good show too, with Beretta.
See, what you got to do if you got a parrot and you got a relative that you don't really like, you leave the parrot to them in the will.
Oh, nice.
The person added, "Sometimes Rambo yells, 'Help, help, let me out.' Something I taught him when I was a kid, and Rambo lived in a cage." PBSO officials could not be reached Saturday for more details. The agency did tweet a link to the video Saturday, saying, "Our deputies in Lake Worth Beach came to the help of someone screaming for help. Hilarity ensued."
Mm. Yeah. I'm like telling you, they didn't check the result. They didn't check the trunk.
No.
Well, the end result was still they didn't find a wife. The parrot's 40-plus years old, and he's okay, and he was changing brakes. Yep. What a great cover. What a bunch of bullshit that was. Sorry, guys. But
see, that's how...
God bless you there in the trailer park changing brakes on your wife who we can't find and your damn 40-year-old parrot.
You know, if you're going to abduct people, the long con, buy a bird 40 years later after you've taught the bird how to scream for help, then you can start kidnapping people.
That's right. Boom.
We'll put that in notes for future in case that situation.
The best part is a parrot can get away with it because most of the time I say a fish with his mouth closed never gets caught. A parrot that opens up his mouth covers all the evidence and bullshit that happens. So it's perfect. We need a parrot.
Oh, no, we do not.
No. Birds suck. I hate birds.
All right, that's the show for this week, folks. If you want to hear more, please subscribe to the podcast at floridamenpodcast.com/subscribe. A link is in the show notes.
If you like the show, please rate us 5 stars or leave a review on Podchaser, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to Florida Men.
For updates about the show, like and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and the Twitter. We are at Florida Men Pod.
To suggest a story for us to cover on this show or a quickie episode, just send us an email to floridamenpodcast@gmail.com. Or leave us a voicemail at 567-432-9674.
And it's me here, Tony B. at Florida Men. We appreciate y'all having us out here and hope you come down here to Fort Myers, Florida. If you're local, come see us. And thank you guys. Boom. That's how we roll.
Yeah, thanks, Tony. Yeah.
And No. I don't want 10,000 listeners showing up and say, I'm in Fort Myers. Where are you at? I'm going to come over to your place.
Find us. No. Don't ever leave us because we'll find you.
Well, if it's a Wednesday, you know, you'll be at CB2.
We'll be at CB2, yeah. Put that at the end.
But love you to come see Mr. Joel and Mr. Phil right here at Florida Men. And come see us, of course, at Chicago Boys, CB2, Chicago Calzones. But just come down here to Fort Myers, Florida. If you're here, we really appreciate you. Just come hang out, and we'll do something special for y'all.
But come down in the summer because we don't need any more fucking people coming down in the winter.
Yeah.
Did we get some email?
We did.
Boom, you got email coming.
We got an email from Patty this week in response to your
Am
question
I in trouble?
About mistletoe. No. She said, Florida does have mistletoe. Mostly it's found in laurel oaks, but any oak can be infected. Even her very own live oak has it.
Yeah,
she said, just a heads up. Cheers, Patty.
Okay, I just want to interject on that, but I've hung a mistletoe somewhere, and you know you're supposed to kiss under a mistletoe, but I got an infection one time. I don't know if it had to do with the mistletoe, but appreciate y'all. Merry Christmas. How.
If you would like to support the show, you can send us something from our Amazon wish list. The link is in the show notes, or you can drop something in our online tip jar at paypal.me/Florida Men. Or to get early access and extended ad-free episodes and other cool stuff, you can subscribe at patreon.com/Florida Men.
And we'd like to thank our Patreon subscribers personally. They are at the Jacksonville tier, Cassandra and Wallace. At the Tampa tier, Joaquin, David, Roxanne, Stephanie, Colin, Kurt, One Foot in the Grave Podcast, Kat, Michael D. and Michael M. At the Tallahassee tier, Tony, Koneth, Erica, Heather,
woo!
Paradise After Dark Podcast, woo! Nicole, McKenna, Matt, Taya, and JP. At the Tampa tier, Matthew from Washington State. At the Daytona tier, Kim, Katie, and Jessica. And at the Orlando tier, Steve and Danielle. And at the Miami tier, the Space Coasties and Travis.
This program is provided for informational use only. No warranty or professional relationships implied, and no refunds will be granted.
Oh, hold on. I did want to mention the Miami tier, they do get a special patron bonus that we have to do for them. Do you remember what that is?
Is that a shout out?
That is the customized Ballad of Florida Man verse about them.
Kumbaya,
when the hell did we discuss that?
No. About a year and a half ago when I put them on the patron page.
Check baby, 1, 2.
Oh, for crying out loud.
So I'll come up with that and we'll sing it.
I want to sing it. I feel left out. I could just make something up. You want me to write it? I'll do it.
No.
We've already got the music recorded. I just have to lay down another vocal track.
Right. Oh, I would love to be part of that if you don't mind. Okay, don't include me. I just let it.
I wish I'd do it now.
But thank you. Appreciate it.
I'm in. It now.
It's better go live action right now. But you know what? Let's thank Joel and Phil right here at Florida Men. And you guys are awesome supporting them and what you guys do. And we love you all. Thank you for letting me be part of it. Those are kisses.
Maybe save that for the end. We're not even done yet.
I just want to keep kissing people.
Jesus Christ.
That's very nice. I'm very
emotional.
Can
we at least get through the trailer and then you do your thanks and stuff? We got another 3 or 4 paragraphs.
Kumbaya.
No, we're not.
Going something else.
No.
Well, he can edit this. This is not live action.
I'm going to leave all this shit in. Views expressed on this program are solely the opinions of the Shady Side Media LLC and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease and do not imply an endorsement by our sponsors, spouses, families, employers, each other, or the Florida Board of Tourism.
Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or retransmission without the express written consent of Major League Baseball is prohibited. All suspects should be considered innocent until proven guilty in a court of law. Who put that in there?
I put that in there on advice
or
of
by
lawyers.
My peoples. It's not allowed. Let's call my peoples.
We have lawyers?
Happen. I got a guy.
I talked to a guy.
Oh. I got a guy.
He was on.
Make sure you're clear with me. I got a guy. Lawyer.
He claimed to be a lawyer?
Yeah.
No, I got a guy that is. He can claim, but the other guy is, so you're good.
Yeah, but the guy that claimed to be a lawyer didn't charge me anything, so.
Perfect, I got a guy.
All right, but this podcast was recorded at Southern Audio Production Studios in Fort Myers, Florida, and mixed in a bucket I've been saving for my landlord.
And as always, we'll finish up tonight with the Battle of the Florida Man, and Tracy can kiss my ass.
Florida Man, it might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida Man. Got his feet in the sand while he works on his tan. He's got an annual pass to Disneyland. He drinks his beer from a can, he lives in his van. Some mobile tiny house inside. It's Florida Man. Florida Man. Might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida Man. Florida Man. He's a dumbass, but we love him. He's a Florida Man.
Cop a car. Cuckoo, cuckoo.
The preceding podcast is copyright 2020, Shady Side Media, LLC. All rights reserved.